Okay, 1-0 down through an early penalty, but a goal and assist from Kyes put you 2-1 up before winning 3-1 in the end.
Yeah, I thought we were fairly comfortable throughout the game. The start then wasn't too clever, although I didn't think it was a penalty. I thought Alex got the ball first. He was stretching for it. The referee decided to give a penalty. And seems these things, as I said, have been going against us, and the guy slotted away. But we got back into the game well. It seemed to be an easy enough header that we equalised from after a great corner for Kai again. Ashley knocking it away pretty easily. And we pressed him for the second goal. There was a mistake between the goalkeeper and the fullback, and Kai capitalised on that and put us in the lead.
And it shows the number of assists that Kai's having. It seems to be one, averaging one every second game at the moment.
He's a clever player, Kai. He's a bit of a maverick type character. Great touch of the ball, pings a great ball. You can see his goal against Bucky the other week there. That's not unusual for Kai to do that type of thing. We expect that type of thing from Kai. It's not going to happen all the time, but we know what he's capable of. Set pieces as well. Great deliveries in, it's always a threat.
And in that situation, in the last third, you want your strikers closing defenders and keepers down, and it's paid off?
Yeah, especially with the way the pitch was tonight. A real heavy pitch and a bit uneven. And as I say, they've made a mistake, and we kept saying to the guy, we thought we was letting the guy the turf defence out too easily to start with. We asked him to err on the goal side and get it back to the keeper or back to the two central defenders and squeeze from there, and it worked well tonight.
I think you and Martin have said earlier in the season luck hasn't been on your side, but cross has drilled in from the left hand side and their centre half's put it in his own goal.
He's put it in his own goal, but to be fair to ourselves, I think we had three or four runners ready to knock it in if the centre half didn't get there. So I think it was going in anyway, but we'll take it.
And you're on a great bit of form, three home wins, well, and three wins in all competitions on the bounce.
Yes, I still think there's a wee bit of nervousness when we get ourselves in front. You know, it's just where we've been. I like to see the use of the ball a wee bit better and keeping the ball a wee bit better than we do at times. We tend to panic a wee bit, but that'll come. The more victories and performances we have, it'll get better.
Kai, 1-0 down, but an assist and a goal from you swung it in your team's favour, and you then went on to win 3-1.
Yeah, it's a weird start from ourselves. A penalty, every single person in the change room said it was never a pen. But you get on with it and you keep playing and winning at half time ahead and yeah, confident.
You've been getting a lot of praise for your deliveries at the moment and you stuck it right on Ashley's head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big man's bugged a few now. We were just saying in there, I think he's joint top with myself, Declan. He's just set pieces, put it on him, he does well.
It shows you've got plenty of options to aim for when you are in the last third putting balls in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Arsley, you've got Stilley, Logan, you've got a lot of big boys in our team, Glenn when he gets forward, just kind of, that's all my job is, put it in that area for them and they'll get there.
And the second one, you've chased it down, you've got the luck in our favour and you've put it away?
Yeah, it was a bit of miscommunication from the centre-half and the goalkeeper, but it's not often you get them, but yeah, I'll take them.
Again, confidence is high in the squad, that's three wins on the bounce now.
Yep, I think we're straight into Saturday. We've got Forest and obviously confident again, because last time we played them, but the result didn't reflect the performance. So yeah, we'll go Saturday.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.